showering outdoors. This may come as a surprise, but I take almost every shower outdoors. In fact, during the last 70 days, when I've been at home, I have showered outdoors every single day except one. That one day, the outside shower was out of hot water, so I showered indoors. Needless to say, I had to look up what the Guinness Book of World Records was for the number of consecutive days showering outside. I found several shower-related records. For example, most showers in a day, shortest shower, most people showering simultaneously, longest time going without a shower. But there is currently no Guinness World Record for most consecutive days taking an outside shower. However, there is a process for establishing such a category. It can take up to 12 weeks to gain approval from the Guinness officials. There is one problem I can foresee with gaining approval. That is the fact in order to establish a world record, it has to be verifiable. This would mean that I would have to have someone accompany me every time I take a shower outdoors so that they can take a picture with a date stamp to prove that I took the shower on consecutive days. This is troubling to me for two reasons. One, the practicalities of finding someone who's available and willing to take a picture of me showering every day outdoors. And second, and the more important reason, is that one of the benefits of taking a shower outdoors for me is it's usually a solitary experience, a chance to connect with nature, its smells, its breezes, the weather, the sky, no matter whether it's day or night. I have learned that there are outdoor showers and there are outdoor showers. I, for one, am totally into being fully visible while showering. Some, however, have outdoor showers with privacy screens or some type of enclosure. I believe these privacy screens detract from the sensation of showering outdoors. I am also a fan of wall-mounted showers. Some others prefer freestanding showers. Some others use portable showers. Outdoor showers involve water supply and drainage issues. Decisions have to be made about material to be used, stainless steel, brass, copper, etc. Water pressure has to meet federal, state, local requirements. Temperature control is important, too. What type of shower head, as well as what height it should be, are issues that need to be decided upon. All of these issues have an impact on the cost of an outdoor shower. Believe it or not, having an outdoor shower raises your home's overall value, and significantly, according to Realtor.com. Such a shower can also serve many functions, including an ability to clean bicycles and other sport equipment, keeping mud and dirt outside the home, cleaning kids' shoes after soccer practice, rinsing beach sand off your body, washing your dog, showering before or after a swim. Another reason for an outdoor shower is it can serve as a safety valve, just in case the inside shower is not functioning as well as it should. It is one thing to have an outdoor shower, it's another thing to use it. For me, it's an invigorating experience, one that I look forward to every day, regardless of the weather or the time of day or night. It is so satisfying and so relaxing. Not sure whether that is from the strong flow of hot water streaming down my body or from the use of hand soap to scrub down my skin or from rubbing of shampoo into and out of my hair or from shaving my face while the hot water of the shower continues to pour on me. For me, taking a shower outdoors makes me feel a little bit like a young child, a young boy with his eyes wide open, marveling at everything in the world, including the weather, the sun, the moon, the breeze, the smell of the trees nearby, the surroundings. By showering outdoors, I feel more a part of this wonderful world that we live in. It's become a ritual for me.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.